say out of hopelessness,
"As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. If you obey my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have obeyed my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete." John 15, verses 9 to 11.
I have struggled with hopelessness a lot during my life, and I have found out that many other folks do too. I have been talking to our perfect Father about that, and I've been asking him what I should do to stay out of hopelessness. His answer has been, "Obey me. Stay in my love. My joy will be in you."
We know how much God loves us, and we have put our trust in his love. God is love, and all who live in love live in God, and God lives in them. 1 John 4:16.
Since the enemy does not have authority to snatch you from the Father's hands, he will try to lure you away with deception, believing thoughts that are not true. His goal is to drive you to the low place of hopelessness. Once you are there, the enemy can steal, kill, and destroy. It is a place of hatred, envy, and anger. It's a place of murder and suicide. It's a place of sin. I bless you not to obey the enemy when he tries to lure you into hopelessness. Those thoughts with which he's luring you are not true. Obey God instead by putting your trust in his perfect love, and you will be like Jesus, who said,
"If you obey my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have obeyed my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete."
I bless you.